Congress and the White House have some limited time now to reach a compromise on taxes and spending and avoid going off the fiscal cliff at the end of the year. But not everyone is optimistic. Erskine Bowles, who co-chaired the White House's special 2010 deficit reduction panel, doesn't sound as if he thinks a solution will be found before the end of the year.
I believe the probability is that we're going over the cliff, and I think that would be horrible.
Joining us live this morning, Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner. Senator, great to talk to you again this morning. And you sounded a little more positive yesterday, telling the Virginia Economic Summit you don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, you go up and down. I just heard the ad that was played right before this segment came on, and then hearing Erskine. You know, I have two sets of concerns. One, obviously, that we don't go over, and two, that we don't string this out until December 31st. Each day that we go on, we not only have folks not hiring, but we increasingly have consumers in the most important shopping season of the year saying, well, maybe I'm not going to buy that Christmas present because I don't know what's going to happen. The fact is, you know, we've had an election. The president's won. We know we're going to have to generate some additional revenues, and you know, the best down payment is go ahead and let the Bush tax rates for the top 2% go back up. I was in business in the 90s with those rates and did pretty well. But paired with that, I think we have to move forward with a bigger tax reform effort and an effort to make sure that our entitlement programs are actually there 20, 30 years from now, not because they're not good programs, but because, candidly, some of the math just doesn't work. When I was a kid, you know, 16 people working for every one person on Social Security and Medicare. Now it's 3 people working for every one person on, simply because we're living longer, they've been successful programs. And I actually think people are willing to do their part if we, the elected officials, can, instead of blaming each other, actually put out a plan that says we're all going to have some skin in the game.
Well, yeah, that's a great way to look at it. But some are wondering if we have any adults left in D.C.
Well, there are. I can tell you this. As somebody who spent 2.5 years with the Gang of Six building on the Simpson-Bowles plan, we got up to 45 senators, 100 members of the House. There are members in both parties ready to stand up for a balanced compromise. What we've all done is we've stood down right now because it's appropriate that the president, who's just been reelected, and the Speaker of the House are going to have to make the framework of this deal. But I think if they can get the framework of a deal, there's an awful lot of us ready to help fill in the details and not only get us avoiding the cliff, but then doing the hard work next year on tax reform and working through entitlement reform.
Are you and the other members of the Gang of Six still, I guess, influential enough within the group that you work with to get enough senators and members of the House to sign on?
I think there's an overwhelming majority in the Senate, I can't speak as much in the House, that will do a balanced approach. We all know, you know, the president has laid out his proposal and then I think filled in some more details on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I think it's the House, particularly the House leadership, needs to come back with some. I do hope the sooner that, and my hope is that there are quiet conversations going on, those that I'm not privy to, that can move this quicker than later. One of the things, though, that we've seen in Washington that has disturbed me as a former business guy is that there seems to be this tendency to wait till the very last moment and right. Then cobble something together. In this case in particular, that's not the way to do it. There's too much at stake, not only in terms of our economy, but with the still weak economy in Europe, with a slowing economy in China, we're truly playing with more than fire this time.
Should the president have offered Republicans a little bit more in his proposal?
I think that the president expects the Republicans to come back with some alternatives. He made the campaign on the basis that we have to increase revenues. Anybody that's looked at this has said, we have to increase revenues. I think a good start on that is going ahead and raising the top rates. That was actually built into the Gang of Six negotiations. It was built into Simpson-Bowles. It doesn't say that in tax reform after that you can't find ways to take out some of those tax expenditures and perhaps flatten rates a bit, but they all assume that the top two rates would go back up. We also are going to have to still look at spending cuts, though, because you can't do this on one side of the balance sheet alone.
It's good to have you on again, Senator. Really, and we're going to have to do it more often. We've missed you on this radio station.
Any chance I get, I miss those Ask the Governor where we get a chance to really get into more at depth.
We'll have to do
good
it again.
Stuff.
All right, guys. Take care.
Good to talk to you. Virginia Senator Mark Warner with us.